This audio was recorded on the 2010 Feminist Walking Tour on International Women's Day in Dublin. This segment is outside the IFPA clinic on Cattle Brewer Street. Helen from Choice Ireland talks about contraception, abortion and rogue agencies operating in Ireland.
When abortion was legalised in the UK in 1967, the Pope's reaction to this was to publish a papal encyclical the next year banning contraceptives. In Ireland, we were still operating under the 1935 criminal law amendment, which made it illegal to import, display or sell any contraceptive devices. It also provided that contraceptives could be confiscated if anybody was caught bringing them into the country. So this ban on contraception in Ireland did have pretty horrific consequences for Irish women, with some women unwillingly having 8 to 9 children. A radical feminist group called the Irish Women's Liberation Movement formed in the early 70s and began to demand the annulment of these anti-contraception prohibitions. Condoms were legal in Northern Ireland across the border, and a lot of groups were going up to get them and bring them back down to Irish women. So in May 1971, a group of over 50 members of the Irish Women's Liberation Movement went to the train to Belfast, bought a lot of condoms and spermicide, and brought them back down to Connolly Station. There they challenged the customs officials to arrest them and to confiscate their contraception. Obviously, the customs officials were completely humiliated by this and didn't arrest any of the women. And it was the start of a real public thrust towards getting contraception in Ireland. So following this, two senators attempted to introduce a bill to allow Irish women access to contraception. But not only was this bill denied a hearing, it actually wasn't allowed to be published. Yeah. So 2 years later, the IFPA first opened its first clinic dispensing advice and contraception. There was a large fight that led to what's called the McGee judgment then. This is the Supreme Court ruled that when customs seized contraceptions off a woman named McGee, they were interfering in her constitutional right to privacy in marital affairs. So in July 1979, the Health or Family Planning Act is enacted under Charles Haughey, which basically now allows women to access contraception only from their doctor, and it's implied only if you're married, the way the legislation was written. So at this stage, only married couples can access contraception. So as recently as 1991, on Valentine's Day, the IFPA started stocking condoms for sale, well, for donation, in Virgin Megastore. These were seized and the IFPA were charged, and the judge tried to increase the maximum fine to £500 for distributing condoms. At this stage, you two stepped in and paid the fine. Thanks, Bono. So it wasn't until 1995 that these restrictions on contraception were completely removed, which is ridiculous. This is only 15 years ago. We only gained access to contraception as non-married women. In Ireland, we're still fighting for access to contraception. In particular, we're fighting for the right to over-the-counter morning-after pills. With regard to information, Alan talked a lot about SPUC and the legal fight that this campaign had against anybody distributing information about abortion, as well as just providing abortions. I want to kind of talk about the upshot of what this has meant in Ireland for legislation and what's happening today. Because the way the legislation was written, people are not allowed to give out any information on abortion clinics at all unless you are regulated by the government. So there's only a few particular counselling agencies that are allowed to give information on abortion services. But the way this law is written, there's a loophole such that if I'm not talking about abortion services, I am allowed to give out any information whatsoever with no regulation. So if I'm a pregnancy counselling service, any one of us could set one up as long as we don't give any information on abortion clinics. This has led to what we call rogue agencies being set up. Okay, so I want to talk about the WRC up the road. They're allowed to advertise as a pro-choice agency. So in their ad in the Golden Pages, they say, come to us, we'll give you information on abortion and the clinics, we'll give you after-abortion counselling and we'll provide everything that you need. When you go to these clinics, because of these legal loopholes where they're technically not giving information on abortion clinics, they're allowed to tell any sort of lies using medical disinformation. So I myself went in there undercover a few years ago with Choice Ireland. I was told such things as, if I had an abortion, I would quadruple my risk of breast cancer, which is an absolute lie. That I would lose my womb, that I would become sterile, that I would become a child abuser, as well as I would suffer from constant sighing. So these are the type of things I was told. During the interview, you're made to hold a model of a fetus in your hand, which is quite large. You're made to name your fetus. They've also used tactics such as ringing your local priest, ringing your partner, ringing the abortion clinic to cancel your appointment. So under the law at the moment, these clinics are absolutely A-OK. There's nothing illegal about these clinics. We've brought this to the attention of Mary Harney several times. Most recently in December 2009, we had a meeting with the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Children and Health to raise this issue of rogue agencies giving out medically incorrect information. As of yet, there is absolutely no plans to introduce legislation to regulate these crisis pregnancy agencies. So at the moment, all we know is that the struggle has to continue for reproductive rights in Ireland. So we'll move on to the next stop.
This audio was recorded and edited by Andrew Flood on the Feminist Walking Tour in Dublin. For more audio from the International Women's Day Walking Tours, go to http://anarchism.pageabode.com/cat/gender.